Good morning, Living Water Christian Center. This is First Lady Early Julian. Welcome to our daily devotion. Today is day 16 of our corporate fast. Today's devotional scripture is James, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 10. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us, but he gives us more grace? That is why Scripture says God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. Submit yourself then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts. You double-minded, grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Amen. The title of our devotion today is Pride and Humility. Our godliness can often be measured by the line between our pride and humility. Scripture tells us that God has placed a spirit of fierce desires in us. Pride can ignite these God-given desires into an occasion for doing wrong. Humility, on the other hand, makes room for God, who tempers and directs our desires and guides us to lasting fulfillment. Scripture tells us that Jesus humbled himself and was obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. A more humiliating event couldn't have been imagined. So we practice humility as a way to follow Jesus and to cast off all our ineffective, prideful attempts at self-promotion and self-salvation, self-satisfaction. When we remember that Jesus' death is our only hope, and that all our efforts to save ourselves are at best short-term solutions and doomed to fail, we weep for our condition. But we also need to remember that humiliation and remorse are both appropriate responses to God, and they're temporary. But through Christ's resurrection, the humble are lifted up, and those who mourn are comforted with an everlasting comfort. Ask yourself, in what area of your life or in what relationship do you need to ask God to grant you humility? Is there someone you need to humbly approach and ask for forgiveness? Is there an area you need to surrender to God and no longer seek your will, but to trust in him for his will to be done? Let us pray. God, grant us the ability to see ourselves as you see us, yet protect us from what we find in our own hearts, for surely it's more awful than we can bear. Forgive us, carry our burden of grief when we see our failings. And God, don't let us take credit for the good things you've given us. In your mercy, help us to see the pride in our own hearts. Heal us and renew our spirits. Refine the passion of our hearts. Help us to walk in humility. Finally, Father, I pray that you will bless Living Water Christian Center and all those who are listening today with great blessings, with your supernatural favor, and most importantly, with a close personal relationship with you. It's in the mighty name of Jesus I pray. Amen. Friends, let's remember, while we're committing to give up certain foods and other distractions during this fast, we must also remember to fill up on God's word and pray mightily. Our suggested meditation scriptures for today include James, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 10, John, chapter 16, verses 19 through 22, and Psalm 23. God bless you, and we can't wait to hear how God is blessing you and your family during this special personal time of giving up yourself and filling up with him. write us a message on Facebook. Leave us a voicemail message at 309-524-4899 or email us at livingwaterccqc@gmail.com. We want to hear how God is blessing you during this fast. Thank you, and tune in tomorrow for another devotion.